Food Drive Fridays roll on KNIA KRLS. Andrew Schneider here with Melissa Zula, director of the Pella Community Food Shelf, as we talk about the need for hunger in our communities. And Melissa, you and I have talked about this a lot over the years, about Pella being a town of wealth, of success, of having all of these great white-collar jobs and all the above. There's a lot of things going for our community, but one of the things we talk about a lot, you and I do, is that there is a need for hunger, and there is a need for people to be able to balance their budgets at home. As we sit here in November and December in this range of 2023, what is the current status here in the community, and what are you seeing about hunger in a town that, again, has a lot of pride, a lot of resources, but there is a lot of need?
Right. So I just want to begin by saying just be a passionate hunger fighter, which means that you go out and you get educated and you are open to conversations like what you and I are having today and what we've had in the past, which is really just about the need in our community. It exists here. It exists largely and really more than 10% of our population that we are serving consistently. And so I really want people to know that not only are we out here and doing this work, but we are doing it with love, and we're doing it with neighbors, with neighborly love, neighborly support. And we are serving record numbers. So people are coming and families are coming and visiting us that maybe would have never considered going to a food shelf before. So the way that our tides have changed in our country, and just with inflation and changes in our economics, have really forced folks who maybe in the past would not have considered looking for resource assistance to now have to start looking around inside of their community. And Pella is not adverse to this. So again, be a fighter, be a champion for your neighbors, and get educated on what's going on around you, and let's fight for each other.
And when we talk record numbers, you've told me in the past that your typical serving from a Pella base or an area base, 70 to 90 families a week, and maybe those are high numbers, but we're talking more in the hundreds now, and we're talking, like you said, people who have a lot of jobs, people who are working, right? I think that there's this notion when we talk about if you're going to a food shelf, you're deeply in poverty, and that can be the case, and that certainly is, but there's a lot of people who are on the border, Melissa, that we're talking about that have led to this record number.
That's exactly right. So we are seeing a wide mix of demographics now, for sure. And back 5 years ago, we would have said 90 was a high week. That is a very, very normal, if not lower, week for us in serving. So our numbers have changed. Our demographics have changed. And it's just what we see inside of our town, again, is not any different than what is happening nationally. A lot of this is tied to just changes that have come across here in these last couple of years that have tipped everybody over the top. And a lot of this has to do with inflation. We all see it when we go to the gas pumps. We all see it when we go to the grocery store. It's just not sensible anymore for a lot of families to go into a grocery store and spend $100, and they're walking out with, you know, three or four bags of groceries, and that may or may not even include some meat. So this idea that we can feed our kids on this is really tricky for a lot of families. And on site, we are seeing more than 50% of our registered households, which we have close to 500 of, have 50% of those households have children inside of them. More than 90% of them are actually are over the poverty line. More than half of those have got at least one working adult, or more of them. Most of them have one working adult inside of those homes. So I think it's important for people to understand that we are taking care of a lot of households that people are working hard. They're doing what they can do. It's just not enough. And it's just getting harder. It's getting harder every single day.
Well, and we're here with Melissa Zula with the Pella Food Shelf talking about food insecurity here in Pella. And, you know, the other side of that coin is that things are more expensive for you. And you have this great ongoing campaign for your new facility, which I know has taken some resources over that direction and a a well worthwhile project. Easy for me to say, Melissa. But in my conversations at the Food Bank of Iowa, their price per can of food is increasing, and the partners you work with there, and as much as Hy-Vee and Fairway and some of these local stores want to be helpful to you, they're seeing it too, and their profit margins are tightening. So what is being done then on the back end for you to make sure that, because you have 125 families in a given week, 500 people you're trying to serve or more in our community, how are you able to meet that need with these challenges?
Yeah, it's getting harder every single time. So to begin with, we cannot say enough about Food Bank of Iowa. They are a beautiful and honorable resource. Consider them like a distributor for us. So that is the first place that we go to get food for very inexpensive costs. So when you donate to the Pella Community Food Show, almost all of the money that you donate goes directly to purchasing food. It is by and large the number one, you know, cost that we have. So we go to them first, and that is just mainly because what they can provide for us is very, very little cost. And then after that, we start sourcing it here locally. And our both Fairway, Pella, and the Pella Hy-Vee, they work so hard for us. So when we call them, they're trying to find us the best deal. They're trying to help everybody's dollar stretch the furthest that it can. So again, when you donate to us, we are trying to stretch that as far as we can in order to feed the amount of people that we are. So when I say that we have almost 500 registered families, last year at this time, we would have had somewhere, it was just under 300, 325. So when we are trying to supply enough food for them, we used to say that every week that took a small pickup truck. Well, that truck is getting larger and it has to come from somewhere. So we do rely on food drives here in our area. And that probably still accounts for about 30% of the food that we have coming in. The other 70% is sourced outward. So we're going to continue to look for more sources of that food. Weekly, we do get from Walmart, the market here downtown. Thank you to the market, and Hy-Vee. So all of and Fairway, all of these sources collect food for us. So items that are close to expiration, they set those to the side for us. They do go through a process in order to make them safe. And then we have volunteers who go and pick those items up and they bring them back to the shelf. Again, I say thank you to all these places because that is a job for them too. I mean, they could really look at those products and just toss them out, and that would probably be easier for them. But they too have chosen to be a hunger fighter, right? They're choosing to be a champion and say, hey, let's set that stuff aside and go through the safe processing it takes to make sure that they can hand them to us. And then we have volunteers that also champion in for that. So it is a whole process to source food, to serve the amount of people that we are. And Pella Community Food Shelf, which truly began in 1981 as a shelf in a closet intended to feed one family, today is serving nearly 500 families and growing at record numbers. So we're doing the best that we can, and I think we're doing really, really well.
Well, and we talk a lot about the need, but there are a lot of people, because we are in a wealthy community and one that is very generous, I will say, I've been here for mm-hmm. almost 10 years now, that they can give. Now, I know that the food boxes are helpful and that if they're at the store, those are helpful, but probably the most bang for the buck is if they make a donation, especially monetary. And there's a lot of ways they can do that. So how can people maximize whether it's a monthly gift, a quarterly gift, once a year, just one time, say, hey, I want to help a family have their groceries for a week. How do they do that?
Yes, all of the above. Please go to our website, PellaCommunityFoodShelf.org, and make a donation. Also, check with your employers. There are a lot of local employers who will actually do a match. And of course, then you're just doubling your dollars. You're doubling your give. And so make sure that they may want to participate in that. But really, go to PellaCommunityFoodShelf.org. We have a whole tab that is on donation. And a way for you to actually donate online. So you can do it right from the comfort of your home. And again, all of your donations are going to go directly into the mission.
That's Melissa Zula, Pella Community Food Shelf, joining us on Food Drive Friday. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.